This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Thanksgiving costs fell by 5% this year, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. CPR's Haley May breaks down the numbers.
Despite the recent bird flu outbreak, turkey prices are down 6% this year. Fewer birds usually means higher prices, but the USDA found Americans are eating about a pound per person less than in previous years, which has prices dipping. Vegetable and dairy prices also fell, with sweet potatoes dropping 14% and milk down by 26%. Pre-made items like rolls, however, are up 8%. People in western states like Colorado paid about 18% more on average than those in the South, where Thanksgiving groceries are cheapest. Haley May, CPR News.
Grand Junction will not close a day shelter for unhoused residents. The centralized resource center opened in January, but has received pushback from downtown businesses. At a special meeting, Mayor Abe Herman said a closure could just make homelessness worse.
I think the effects of that would actually be greater because, as has been said numerous times, this is a place that they can hang out during the day. This is a place they can be.
Grand Junction City Council did pledge to find a new location for the resource center outside of downtown. Tomorrow morning is the 51st annual Turkey Trot at Denver's Washington Park, where thousands of runners will preemptively run off some Thanksgiving calories. The four-mile run is put on by Mile High United Way. Funds gathered from race registration go toward resource centers for at-risk families. Last year, a record 11,000 runners participated in the Turkey Trot. This is CPR News.